A very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe Muhle. You're listening to Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Voice of America on Tuesday, Mshaka 4 September. I think it's 4 September. Mshaka 2, 2018. My name is Mike Hove.
And I'm Evan Zeninger.
Once again, Bafethu, thank you for joining us. Igamalami, I'm your host for tonight, Mike Hove. Lisandungena kuhlelo, The Connection, our youth forum program that is targeted towards tackling izinto ezikhangelele labatsha eZimbabwe, the youth. So, Bafethu, in today's topic, from the kicking off of electoral campaign, ekamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, he seems to have sung one very important message, I guess. Some would say important, some wouldn't say it's important. However, he's sung the same song in Zimbabwe, Lapo, wherever he goes in the world. He's kept saying, Zimbabwe is open for business. Now, that motto, he's looking towards opening umnotho welizwe. So that one thing that abantu abasakhulayo have asked for seems to be able to be there. Abantu abasakhulayo, a lot of young people have been asking for jobs, imisebenzi bafethu. And also, some have been looking for investment opportunities within the country. So, lamhlanje kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to amanye ama panelists ethu who seem to have the answer to that. So, I don't know whether Zimbabwe is open for business or not. However, today, kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to abantu who have come about with information that allows abantu abasakhulayo to not only invest within their own country, however, there will be employment opportunities. So ilolu daba olukhona lamhlanje ekudwini, and we also want to hear from nina njengabantu abasakhulayo who are Zimbabweans, wherever you are in the world. Do you believe ukuthi ilizwe lethu is open for business? Njalo amathuba ukuthi kulomsebenzi, are there jobs in Zimbabwe? Bafethu ngenani kuhlelo vanso.
Mike,
let's keep on.
It's been a minute. Good to see you.
Yes.
So today, tiri kutaura nezve vechidiki vari kuZimbabwe.
Ndiyo nyaya irimo.
Izi vari kuZimbabwe chete here kana kuti nevari kumwe kwese.
Kwese siyamuzwa umzilo mungameli esiti Zimbabwe is open for business.
Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is open for business. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe yavhurwa mikana yekuti kuitwe mabhizimisi. Mm-hmm. Vachitaura mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa ndoshoko ravari kufamba vachiparidza kwese kwavari kutenderera nenyika yese nekwavanosvika mumisangano yavanopinda shoko iro ravasikurusiya pasi. Saka nhasi imimi vechidiki chijana chiri kwamuri kuti tinzwewo kwamuri kuti muri kuiona here yakavhurika Zimbabwe, mikana yacho iriko here. Kune vamwewo vari kuti hakuna chavari kuona, hanzi dhololo. Kune vamwewo vari kuti vari kuzvigona. Tinzwewo kuti vari kuzvigona, vari kuzvigona sei. Mm-hmm. Vari kuzvitadza voita sei kuti vagonewo zviri kuita vari kuzvigona. Saka tichataura nevamwe vakomana nevasikana vechidiki vane zvavari kutoita vari kusimudzira mureza weZimbabwe vari kwavari muchirongwa chanhasi. Saka uyai tikurukure titandare tiri pano tichanzwa zvakawanda. Mike.
Ngempela Bafethu. So ukuti lingene kuhlelo to join our discussion namhlanje, please bhala namanombolo yenu noma lingasithinta ecingweni. The number to call is +12026192077. Yoni number inombolo yetu yase studio. That's our studio number, Bafethu. Lingasithumezela njalo. You can send us a WhatsApp message on +12024650318. Bafethu, the topic at hand is Zimbabwe open for business. Abantu abasakhulayo, are there employment opportunities in the country for you? Njalo, are you looking towards investing in Zimbabwe?
Mike, so the program is also going out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930, 6080 and 15460 kilohertz on Monday through to Friday at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So, Bafethu, it's Konanjalo, Ebule Njini, Kanyangani. For the past couple of days, we weren't on Facebook, but Lamhlanje sikhona ukhasile to ele VOA Studio 7. That is our English page. That's where we are today. So, Bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, balani milayezelo, nyoraima comments, enyu nyoraima number, odopinda mchirongwa. If you're looking towards joining the program, write it. We are live on VOA Studio 7. Konanjalo on our three web pages. www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, Konanjalo www.voandebele.com.
Mm. Mike, so who do we have today?
So, Lamhlanje Evans, Kangeluti, we're going to have abantu abasakhulayo who are joining the program.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, of course, our everyday listeners, our beautiful, beautiful family, we're looking towards having a young gentleman who's going to be joining our program. He's part mm-hmm. of a young Zimbabwean organization. That is looking towards providing young Zimbabwean miners with the opportunity towards getting loans, opening companies, and more within the mining sector. We're looking towards having another young entrepreneur who started a startup in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, he just texted me like a couple of minutes ago to say he can't join us. However, silawama video ake that explain more about his work and more about employment opportunities. His name is Tafara Makaza. He's the founder of a car sharing app in Zimbabwe that recently launched in Bulawayo. So if you're in Bulawayo and you think ukuthi lendaba ze transport ziyang hlupa, check it out. It's called at Zim Taxi, ZimTaxi, Zim Taxi, ngiyaphinda njalo. And he also has other different platforms, Evans, that look towards linking up ama entrepreneurs that are in different fields.
Mm. Is he a mini Alibaba or something?
Well, we don't know yet. But you know, it's interesting because I've been having conversations with several different people, and Abanye Abantu keep saying, "Uthi, the next big startup place within Africa is in Zimbabwe."
You see, whenever there is a crisis, wherever it is in the world, believe me, there is a line of opportunities for people to just come in and pounce in. So, like you're saying, there is lots of opportunities.
Diamonds come from brash.
My God, I don't know what to do, but
we're
going to talk to people who know what to do.
So, so as we kick off the program, I just promised you all, we have videos that illustrate imisebenzi yabantu laba abachiyeneyo. We're going to check out our first video, which is a video that was, which is about the company ekamnumzana uTafara Makaza, the gentleman I just told you about. He's the founder of ZimTech. He also, ZimTaxi. I don't know why I'm saying ZimTech. ZimTaxi, which is a car sharing app. He's also a founder of different organizations. You guys should check him out on Twitter. Check out ZimTaxi at ZimTaxi. That's ZimTaxi. Check them out on Twitter and you'll find out more about their company. However, let me just give you a snippet of what ZimTaxi is all about. Bafetu, let's go to a young video there where we'll show you how ZimTaxi works and we'll come back and sikhuluma njalo ngobuningi bethu. Yes, Bafetu, you saw there how ZimTaxi works. For those that are live in the diaspora, you have a big idea as to how Uber and Lyft work. ZimTaxi is the same principle. However, Kanyangani, it uses less data. And of course, for we know that in Zimbabwe, Evans, in double air data, in on net.
Hey, correct.
Yeah, true. So this young gentleman, because he's so smart, what he did was he made sure to call in option iribo. So can only get a dollar ke airtime. You can call them and they'll organize a ride for you and you can pay for it. So that's how smart it is, unlike Uber. So Bafetu, that was Tafara Makaza. We also have other videos whereby he illustrates different ventures that he's in. And of course, for those that are looking towards joining his ventures, he will explain more. Unfortunately, we couldn't have him on the show. However, once again, if you're all looking towards learning more about these entrepreneurship, you know, Evans, within Africa.
Yeah.
Gone are the days where you remember Dada would say Mwanang and Okchkor.
Uno Ziza
with
a degree.
With a degree.
One in bus.
Exactly. Nowadays it looks as though the young generation still and Jenga Sokulai, we don't want to be someone else's employee.
Man, I think that's where the world is going to. If you check out most of the young millionaires in the world globally.
Abantu Sakula, yeah.
My guy, Uchawana Guti Vanu Chavarguita Mari no Chkisa.
However, we don't encourage kutusa
maybe sometimes haisinya yechikoro chete iri important munewe chidiki vari kukura.
It's about finding entrepreneurship
exactly.
Within yourself.
Kuziya kwauri kuenda kwakakosha futi. Ziya kwauri kuenda chauri kuda ne end goal.
Right.
One.
With that in mind, Bafetu, let us go to our first guest of the day. It's Nichelile Sati Umnumzana Ephraim Fundikwa. He is the gentleman that I was telling you about who is part of the mining organization. Let's go to him and he'll tell us more about these opportunities that they seem to be opening up for abantu abasakhulayo. Bakuru, Bafundikwa, Magadie.
Kazwai, wakuru bagadio iko kumafefetera.
Aiwa, tiripo, tiripo. Tino kamchira ika mchirongwa chedu mkuru.
Aiwa, tino tenda nekuti pamkana. Wekuta uraoswa, tino ita kuno Zimbabwe. Imimuri ikoko.
Aiwa, ndizo ezozo Evans. Chibota uraokani wakuru.
Mkoma Ephraim, zuru kufamba ere.
Right, Evans. Ko kuno wakabarini.
Kubabatika na ipapo.
Pazakango tanga kudaro taka batato siya.
Katisira kataka nae bati ujasha misika odzoka uone kuti kuno kuwa sina kudiza vaya tochera.
Aiwa, cherai ndo zvata kutsvagirai nhasi izvozvo tinzwe kuti muruku zvifambisa sei kwa muruku chera uku. Ndezvepa zviri pamutemo here macherera munoita? Ndeye chikorokoza here? Muruku batsira sei vamwe vechidiki vari kupinda munyaya dzekuchera idzi?
Inotenda. I organization yedu inonzi Zimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining.
Mhm.
Ainomiririra ndezvekuti vechidiki ava jona kuti vane nzira dzakasiyana-siyana dzavari kushandisa kuchera. Vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo, vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo vazhinji vacho. Saka takaona kuti mukana watinawo isu vaakuchera zviri pamutemo, toziva kuti takafamba sei kuti tigone kuchera zviri pamutemo. Ngatichitoraiwo ava vasati vachera zviri pamutemo vagone kuchera zviri pamutemo sezvinodiwa nehurumende yedu.
Saka munovabatsira sei kuti zvinhu zvavo zvirongeke pamutemo zvipindewo mugwara rinodiwa nehurumende?
Zvakanaka, isu sevanhu vakapfuura nomo taakuziva kuti zvinofamba sei kuti utore prospectors license kana uchida kuchera, uye kuti vanopega vanobatsira sei, masurveyors, maengineers vanokubatsira sei. Saka muorganization yedu varimo vanhu vandiri kutaura nezvavavo. Zvatinoita ndezvekuti unoziva panonzi kwaputika kwakati, tinomhanya ikoko, tinobatana nevana vechidiki variko vanoshuvira kuti vapege nzvimbo dzakadero, then toengage government, macommissioners variko vakatekeshera nzvimbo dzose, tobatana navo ivavo vanokwanisa kuti vopega kupegera vanavo. Saka isusu seorganization tovaregista, voita mamembers edu, iyo vachiwana maclaims avo. Even my investors taakukwanisawo kuvatsagira, nokuti padande mutande apa kungoposta claim yako nenzvimbo yayo nemarekods ainawo, kana unawo kana usina, taura pachena kuti kuno hatisati taenda kulebhu. Uyai tiende kulebhu tose, unoona my investors vachiuya. Saka ndodonzo hombe rekuti ichere pamutemo. Organization yedu ichabatsira zvakanyanya vechidiki kuti vachere pamutemo.
Aha, mirai tikubatei pamuromo musati maenda kure. Vabva vatotanga kufona vechidiki, ndofunga vamwe vanenge vachida kutobvunza wakuti muri kupi, zvinofamba sei. Saka batai zvenyu makadaro, tiri kudzoka kwamuri manje.
Zvakanaka.
Tanzwa kuti pabva patoita mumwe
mutemo. Ngempela Evans ngiyazi kuti silomlaleli. Right, I hear we have a caller online. Caller, mlaleli. Mtereri, magade yenyu, sabona poti. Hello.
Wenja nunda.
Nya pila, babo, wenu njani?
Ano, nya pila.
Ika mangbani, babo?
Ngu Solomon awonyo nda.
Right, baba Solomon. Angiti indabe kone kutu in lamtanju uli yayas?
Ya, ni zile indabe kodite, yoko wembe kodite.
Manju uti nga loko.
Ya, ngiti nabona indabe le, inte kakulu, ngoba nje, kuye ngama resources awe elizwe lethu afuze ukuthi abantu ngabaya benefit. Kuhle makuwukuthi ugejwa ngendlela e-right. Manje into ehluphayo ukuthi ngiyabona kwesi sikhathi esiningi makuwukuthi wasiya kuma-election. Kuba yindaba esetshenziswa ukuthi abantu bayacina sebevunyelwa beze begibha nendaba ezingavunywa. Ngakhangela kakhulu njenje mina ngihlala eKwekwe. Yabona iKwekwe ngabe iKwekwe leya? Amakorokosi acina sesithiwa amandla ngabe umbusazwe, ibandla ibusazwe lebe zingeze begibha la ngetown konke. Inqabi ukuthi bafuna nje amavoti. Mawuthi awuthiwa indaba yethu, awuthiwa ngathiwa indaba efuze nga abafana abangasebenziyo baphila ngayo, ngathiwa abafakwa njengobaba lo ekhuluma nje ukuthi ngawuthiwa kule ndlela esifike bebe ngama-groups betholwa ama-license kusetshenziswa okusemthethweni. Manje twakuthi indaba yakhona nje kukhulunywa nje ephepheni nje, kodwa practical on the ground awu into leyisebenzi and uthola ukuthi na abantu abadala bona abayibo abasiphethe embusweni yibo abantu ababenefita into eziya umntwana ogebhayelwa kazi kathola ilutho abatholayo kuba ngathi basebenzela bona labo abemkhaba lapho andiyabona at the end of the day uba ngathi ilizwe leli selingabantu abengcusana labo abantu abayi 20 kufuze ukuba into yonke etholakala emhlabathini etholakala kube yini ibenefit yabona ayibenefit umuntu wonke
yabona yimani ima kancane baba hothi ngibamba umnomo siza ukuthi ufundikwa yena uthini naloko bafundikwa muri popa rinari yani bafundikwa
badobaye
right manzi wazurukutaurwa nemthelele here va Solomon
andina unyatso bata zvakawanda zvacho
right
dzadza matambudziko mangu mashoma nene munogona kuita unpack koma
Right. What I'll do is I'll unpack Nechirungu so that all of us inclusively can hear Zwarutara. Baba Solomon, angiz lawe iskiwa uyasikhuluma.
Ngiyasikhuluma la ngishona wena ngiyakhuluma.
Ah, ngempela masikhulume sonke ngesikhiwa ke. Right, Mr. Solomon, lapho ngiza kubuza ngesikhiwa. What exactly did you talk about when you were talking about ama problems lawa that you are facing ngale kwekwe when you're speaking about NAA gold and mining?
I was actually saying that, you know, the problem with our country is that, you know, some laws are being violated when we are towards the elections, when our politicians are campaigning, such that even our land being degraded, those partners, they are allowed to violate the laws. You see, and I'm just suggesting that if these that like this gentleman, what he's saying, that if our youth were accorded, you know, the right to work, you know, to do their mining in a proper way, so that respecting the environment, respecting other things, so that they can benefit from the land. But now, look, now the laws can be said, or the programs can be said now, but when it comes to the election, everything is just cancelled. We work like the animal farm, you see. So now I was also saying that, you know, you look at Zimbabwe, at the end of the day, find those people who are working on the ground. They don't benefit from the that panic. The big people who are establishing these, who are coming with these programs, that people are benefiting. At the end of the day, the guy who is panning there by Grob and Phoenix Mine or what Kitsia Tota Mine there, he gets nothing at the end of the day. If you look at that person, he can't even buy a pair of shoes. You see, so that, to me, that one is no. It's like we are still under, you know, that time when we're being ruled by white people because we're just abused.
So, Mustafa Ndikwa, tell me something. As an organization, what role do you guys play here towards helping and defending the normal worker, especially now that we're talking about young people? Van Richardik.
Thank you very much. I think, first of all, we would want to acknowledge that there are a number of young people who are mining illegally. But we have engaged the ZRP. We also engaged the environmental management agency because, you know, for you to be able to mine very well or legally, you need to have clearance from EMA. And the costs that are associated with that are one of the prohibitive measures that has been put that actually restrict young people to mine. Thereby, they will take the illegal route. But with an organization set up, we will be able to organize those young people into syndicates. And when you are a group of 4, 5, 6, up to 10 young miners, you will then be able to raise resources. And since we also shared with you that we have specialists or experts within the organization, they will be able to offer those services at a discounted rate to our members. So what we then want to encourage is, please affiliate as members, and when you are members, we'll then be able to offer such this. And then for the caller who indicated that would want to see a scenario where everyone who is engaged in mining, mining in a legal way, we want to subscribe to that notion. And also, just to take heed from His Excellency the President, who indicated that politics should economy takes the front seat. We hope that politics will not again take the front seat, but will continue taking the back seat. So with this, I think we have 5 years that we would be able to use to organize the sector, to organize the young people, so that even mentorship can actually be passed on from those who have been in, assisted during this time. So we hope that in all regions we'll be able to go through the process and assist as many as possible young miners, organize them in groups, engage environmental management agents, engage the Ministry of Mines, because they also have loan schemes of some sort in terms of Zimbabwe Miners Fund, which can assist in equipping those groups so that they can start to mine. And then we also engage Fidelity, which is the sole buyer of gold, for example, as he's saying in Kwekwe, mm-hmm. who would want that Fidelity be able to take profits from these groups. And this will also aid the development of our nation, especially in the advent of the currency, the United States dollars that we are looking for as a nation, would want that being retained in the country. Hmm. And I think we are going in a positive direction, in a positive way. And these partners are responding very well to our call to collaborate and to work together. And we would want to see a better future for the young miners.
Hmm. Baba Solomon, yasuthiseka na ngale mpendulo yakhe.
Yabona ama program eZimbabwe baba. Wonke mayikhulunywa kufana nama program kahulumeni ngazi kube yikampeni yabo manje ikhuluma kanje ungavota usithi la ntamba abantu ngathule bakhona kuwezinto eright. But at the end of the day into la iphumi. Yabona lapha enkona lapha eSouth Africa la unga endaweni ezingabo airport le eLimpopo le.
Mhm.
You know bane lokuzini iChrome naBandile. Ungakhangela abantu abaround indawo naleyo baphucukile bafana abancane abasebenzi they just get lokuzama imali from iCommuna leyana theirs kwakhiwe kulezindlu ezinhle yabona izimbogo ungaze uthi uthwa kule gold around lapha abantu bakhona bayasokola uye endaweni bomvuma le lapho kule chrome khona we got the best chrome edlele le South Africa la quality ukuthi ikuyaphi kwinto lokhu ama program angaphuma kanje. Kodwa ukuthi kuza kuphetha ngani hayi akulapha ekhona maybe ungangisiza mathi la kule ndawo lapho yabona kwenzakala khona we are rated as the most learned people in Africa ngoba nje makukhulunywa nje ephepheni kanje umuntu ole uyatshaya izandla ukuthi yes number abantu ngathuke kodwa ukuthi kuphuma kwinto khonokho uyoa at the end of the day laba abakhuluma bona abaphepha abaphambi konabo bazokuba nemikhaba emikhulu kakhulu umuntu osesigangeni ngale hayi mina kaze ngibona ukorokoze obayi something size ngize ngibe la akwenzakali khonokho.
Hayi baba Solomon sikuzwile kahle, ngilethemba laba abalaleli bakuzwile la umnumzana uFundiko kuzwile kahle, siyabonga kakhulu bekuhle bala ukuhlela.
Lami ngiyabonga bakithi, ngiyabonga kuwa yini labalaleli bonke abalaleleyo.
Thank you. Saka Kuru Vanzo Mamunzere ba Solomon
angazwanga
uSolomon ukhaliswa into A1 enkulu uyasho ukuthi okay, you know these ideas and these programs that are being set up, like for example the one that's being set up by Bafundikwa, they're great when it comes to paper,
right?
But it seems as though when the things trickle down, they never trickle down to the person on the ground. And zvakuru arikumusoro uko vanga achingodya madumba achingokura. But sanitary is like that.
And now about Tara Shekukura and Tara.
Ah, see. Bangwacho, Arguzasuku. It looks as though the riches don't seem to trickle down, and he has a big problem with that.
Okay. Musaka Muchimbo Varuguti or my program, yes, I am in Gakanaka, Zirzinor, Zira Hong, and the Pakuno Zita.
And Iwa.
No Pereira Gumepo, Kumzasuka, Gunashino Shike.
That's what he seems to have his biggest problem with. Ngizuthi silomunye umlaleli, umlaleli, caller, hello, and welcome to the program. Hello.
Yeah.
Magadi,
how are you?
Hayi, well, we are good. Ndiyana Rutsaura.
Ni Kelvin.
Bani?
Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Yeah.
Yebo Kelvin unjani?
Right.
Tawara uka na wa Kelvin Evans.
Kelvin Evans ngo right. Mike Awuza, I gonna kutaura chidaro. Tawara Shona, otawara Ntevele, otawara Churungu.
Don't test it.
Mukoma Kelvin, zuru kufamba ere.
Bijana zimabeyo mai.
Ko manje hanzi na mukoma Ephraim varipo pa line apa tatichitaura na manje manje vari kushingirira kugadzirisa nekubatsira kuti vechidiki vapinde muma mining structures vagone kuwana mashandira vangaite vari kuma mining uko imi muri mu line re mining here
yeah and but you know the MTF yagere ingori inongotaura mwezi sezvakazi zveingori makore eshe 28 years ingodaro
Mike, Uruguans, I'm Koma Kelvin. What Donza ZANU-PF Munyaya?
Is he a member of ZANU-PF or not?
But just to get your thoughts on what Koma Ephraim is talking about, and maybe from your perspective, say Mchinda which Dikarimu Zimbabwe, Arukunzwa President, Vajiti Zimbabwe is open for business. What's your take on what's happening, and what can you do to tap into the Zimbabwe economic system?
Yeah, personally, chef, I'm born at the Valletta Singan, so Muslim, I don't want to go to Pino, but Kenyang. But I touch the mask, not to say, the other is Zura Mazada.
Hey. Munenge Magaton, Matota, Maita throw in the towel, Remgom. If you were in the shoes of the president today or the minister of youth, what would you be pushing for? What would be the agenda for the youth economically in Zimbabwe today?
Mining is right, but I think I want to quit the mining because I'm a cash.
As mining yacho ino generator kama mari mukoma Kelvin.
Yeah, na we mari. Kesh ino changa pa. Ndio no so zinjes kan basa.
Hey, aiwa. Ndino anza atsunya haro wa mukoma tinokutenda ine ne kukanda wa mashoko mudariro. Ndio vimbo ne vakaterera vakuru vachazvinzwa zvamataura kuti vechidiki vari kudawo kuti dai zvamboita nepamwe. Vaonawo kesh ichitenderera zvinhu zvichiita zvakanaka. Alright, mkomo wangu. Thank you very much for joining us. Ticha kutsvaga zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvinotevera. Umuzwile.
Ngimzwile kahle ubaba Kelvin esithi yena ukhanye ngani usekhathele ubona ngani laba bezanu batshontsha imali what not kodwa.
But Mike, unoziva kuti chipana pane imwe nyaya yekuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vanotadza kuona zvakanaka kuri kuenda nyika.
Ngempera.
Vopedza nguva vachitsvaga kuti ari kutonga ndiani, asiri kutonga ndiani. But hona shamwari dzama racho, iwewe neni tofanira kungoshanda kuti tidye tigute
mudare. So,
at the end of the day, whether Mike you become president or I become president, at some point it becomes like
irrelevant who president
exactly.
Is. Exactly.
Tinofanira kungoshanda kuti so ameno rikati mbonzwa kuti vechidiki vari kushanda vari kuzvigona sei.
Ndoruba Fundikwa.
Yeah.
Mr. Fundikwa. Hello.
Hello.
Right, muchiri poparunare. Good.
Yes.
I have a very important question. Murukumunzwawo vaKelvin, Tony yavo didn't seem very inspired. How are you guys going about dealing with vechidiki that feels so defeated?
My message to Kelvin is, I'm not sure about his age, but if he is now a decision maker who is someone 18 and above, I would want to encourage him to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
We can be able to change his mindset. I think it's an issue of mindset. Yes, he's looking for a job,
mm-hmm.
but he should be able to stud or to check the trends of the industries. We in this age, we may not be able to expect those big industries in terms of where we are going technologically and you know, where the world is going. There are a lot of opportunities in our sector, in this mining sector. And you can start small. I think, Kelvin, there is all hope is not lost. You should be able to get in touch, and we should be able to take him through the processes that may actually end up him being one of the prominent entrepreneurs in the sector.
Now, Mukoma, can you walk us through the process itself that allows vanhu vechidiki vekuZimbabwe, abantu abasakhulayo, to become the top entrepreneur in Zimbabwe, especially when we're talking about the program that you guys recently launched?
And if you listened very well in our program, we were talking of gold and chrome mining. And recent, and the government has allowed, has always lifted the ban that was there for export in terms of chrome, raw chrome. But we are saying, because we are not capacitated enough to be able to process, we can, in the short term or to medium term, export that raw chrome. And it's not a very big deal. You just go to the Ministry of Mines, and now it's decentralized. You can get to a mining office or mining commissioner in all the, at least in all the 10 provinces, you can get somewhere where there's an office. And you, it's very easy to locate where the minerals are, because, you know, we have these guys who are already on the ground, it's just an issue of organizing them. When Kelvin, if for example, Kelvin is able to organize these guys, 5 or 10 of them, and they start to mine together. So Kelvin will then be the advisor of some sort, say, this is how we use the money. We will take him also the entrepreneurial mindset change, where you're able to manage the finances that comes from that that mining process. Because what is happening is someone is just mining today, go and sell the gold, and then all the money in terms of financial management skills is also lacking. We also noted that we should be able to have a team that trains young people how to manage finances and to be able to save, to be able to invest.
Now, as a Zimbabwe allied youth in mining, are you guys teaching them this stuff?
Sorry?
Danchiti, as the Zimbabwean allied youth in mining, as an organization, are you guys teaching the youths how to manage their financial means?
Right, we'll do that through a partnership. So there are financial institutions that are willing to partner with us in terms of training young people in managing finances. But the first thing is we, as the association, are going to organize the sector, organize the young people first. So when they are organized, and when we know their weakness, when we know the gaps that are there, we then invite the financial institutions to say, these guys are not banks. And we are happy that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has also launched the financial inclusion program. We say these guys are not banks. They just mine, they sell the gold and go back to the community. They are not able to manage the finances. Can you take us through the process of managing finances, the cost of managing finances? So it's something that we are going to do, but you would appreciate that in a sector like mining, where there are giants, like you have bigger companies that are already doing that, and they are these illegal miners, the gap is just big. But we should be able to fill in that gap and ensure that the sector will have young entrepreneurs in terms of mining who are able to say on a monthly basis, I'm depositing this much in my savings account. I am investing this much on the money market. I am investing this much on the capital market. So we should then be able to build those young people. But it takes an organization that has got a model or that has got a value chain of some sort. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we are also looking forward to be able to process some of these materials, that's these metals within our organization.
Mm-hmm.
But as we are saying, it's a process. And it cannot be a one-day or one-year process.
It but takes a while.
In our strategic plan, we should be able to have those projects. And I think we should be able also to invite you to then say, come and see what we're talking about that day.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are.
Okay. Mirai Timbukbata Epamromo, Vafundikwa Timbotoro, Mum Tereri, we have a different, a new caller on the line, Evans. So Tumboro.
Hello.
Right. on the eve of that. Hello.
Yes, comrade. Muripa Mepo Taura Zen.
Right. Tutara Panawe, Okumana, Taura, Seba Uti. Wrong way, government. The editor, Joe, Susu, Atone, Uru, who has the chair, the chair, the Manga, and the Pazas, we only Mabasa editor.
But when I'm coma,
even how they run Mama in the Aruta or Kurido. The thing is, I just want to take the issue as my youth about tea. The other issues, the total normal combat is Makurkoza. You see, one way I can just think about the latter after the Donald Dan, then I see daily to wait to have a budget. If they are using us as exploiting us, because it will go fast over Panaganakin one to Guano.
I say, oh, when I come, come on. When I come on.
Every transaction and up with the Nagasia of Mariangui. 2 cents is a row for every dollar. How about in that region, $100? $3.
All right. Pamaka bata apo mataura maonero enyu. Asindoda kukubvunza iwo kuti zvino munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei mimi kuti nyika igadziriswe zvinhu zvifambirewo vechidiki semi muma industry nemumabasa.
Kuti zvifambirewo isusu muma industry nemumabasa. Zviri zvemabasa hatingatotauri because since from election hatina kana chedza chatomboona. Iwo zvavanofanira kuitawo re-engagement iyaya vanotaura nezvayo kuti vakaita nemamwe nedzimwewo nyika dziri kunze iyi. But it's about doing our crew, maybe since from 2008, they are going to get it. Because you know, you know, I saw at Tobo now, because I can eat enough.
Sakashawaruti, Zimbabwe is open for business. I must go to honor.
Zimbabwe is open for business. It's just for the access. You don't want to benefit. I tell you, Zimbabwe is open for business. Go ask. You know. As quite easy in the West Zimbabwe, we don't be at the bottom, but we
didn't have a all right, Mkoma. No, it's not tender. No, Kupinda, Muchuru, and Guamchi, Tauroma, Nerwenu, Ne, Muria, Zimbabwe, would I?
Yeah, Zaganaga.
Mova, Ne, Zvaraganaga. Umuzwile, Mike. So the brother is speaking to the idea of the Zimbabwe is open for business.
Mm-hmm.
He feels it's a joke and it's only there to benefit a few elite and none of the intended beneficiaries. So as a young man, he feels like they are not part of it. It's not. It's never meant for them. They don't get to benefit or see the fruits of
this.
Nothing. Yeah.
Right, but first, let's start it carefully. Let's take a little break. Lapha lamhlanje kuhlelo, we have we're starting our segments. Lapho, we're giving you little PSAs, and of course, lamhlanje yokuqala will be about umuntu ongusakhulayo. We are all pleading to you, njengelizwe, abantu abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe, all people who live in Zimbabwe. We have a quick plea, a PSA. We have been supplied with a couple information of a young gentleman who has gone missing. So, Bafetu will play this video for you. And, of course, if you know where this gentleman is, if you know where this young lad is, please contact the details that you will see on the video that is coming up next. And we will reiterate on it. Let's go to that quick video, Bafetu. Right, Bafetu Lebonile Lapa Ukit Matimati went missing on Friday, 28 September 2018, around midday. Bafetu, if you know where he is, if you have seen Keith, we plead with you all. Please contact Mr. L. Matimati at 263-776-153-267, or you can contact Mrs. L. Ruvaza, 263-77-278-5976, or you can contact ZRP at Kuwadzana Police Station. The number, of course, is 263-421-0288. His name is Keith Matimati. He was last seen on Friday, the 28th of September. Around midday, he was wearing a number 11 Brazil soccer team shirt. Bafetu, please, if you see Keith, please, please, I beg of you, I plead with you all, contact the above people. Vanzo.
Eish. Mwana wehanza ita seko. Wanu darire iko.
Amen. Eish. Nito upenyo.
Toto imba cha kurumbizo kuwana wanomuona. Mm-hmm. Wa zivise wa kumbiru wa kutiva zivise. Mapurisa hanzi ndeye kupu Kuwadzana.
Kuwadzana Police Station.
Ah, that. Okay. Mapurisa aripejiko. Kana mataza kubatawe Kuwadzana. Bata ichero mapurisa aripejiko nemi.
Mm-hmm. Dibachele.
Muwa zivise. You never know. You might just help somebody today.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the topic at hand. Ngizuthi
silomlaleli abakhona
umthereri. Kola kola mlaleli mthereri. Hello, hello.
Anonzi Mike.
Yeah. Hello.
Magadi yenyu mkom.
Ah, kimo simba magadi iko.
Aiwa tripo zita ndiya.
Ngindiwethu asitole.
Ah, vasitole munotaura ndebele.
Yeshona.
Ashona chete. All right, Vanzo, taurao na vastu.
Muno dakara ere msharu kwa?
Ndino dakara. Asuma amandi kanga nwaka.
Ah, wuna yasi mbapinda mchirongo waka nasi mko.
No, yeah, maiga. Atombo taura msati mafona kutanza. And blast ndakaba maka. Mkoma. Vamuna angagwa, varu kuparidza kuti Zimbabwe is open for business. Vamwe vechidiki muZimbabwe, varu kuchema, varu kuti zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vamwewo vakajamba maboda, vakaenda kwakasiyana siyana. Vamwe ndovari vakakwirawo dzindege, vakaenda kumhiri kwemakungwa kutsvaga kurarama. Zvino hanzi kwava nenew dispensation. Zvochiitwa seiko nai mukoma kuti vechidiki vawane chavanobatawo pavanga mhanye napo. Vajgo vachiguta.
Munozva zviri kunesa. Chokwadi ndio chinonyanya kunesa kutaura munyika medu muZimbabwe muno. Ndetegona kutaura chokwadi zvedu zvaigadzirika zvakanaka. Onai izvozvi so tine vana so ndinotonyanya kurwadzwa noti ndenge ndine vana. Ndemwana akagraduate ane 6 years. Pasaira ari sikuwanika. Zvonzi takukupai mukana wokuopen a business rini futi. Amoti zvinorwadza izvozvo shiwa. Asi ndikurumba tichingonyeperwa zuva nezuva kungonyeperwa chete. Taimboimbirwa masongo rambai makashinga tikaramba takashinga apo kuti ndinokuramba tichingonzwa takachembera taizvi. tichingotarwa nyaya iyo uyo cheke ngoti zvakati zvinozodai zvakati zvinozodai vakomana bera imbona marwadziro ati netwa so azvimbonaki dzimufunga tiri kuwadziwa
handiti
maona
zvoitwa sei
nayo haingonzi mikana pese pese handiti maona mikana iye itori pachavo ndozvinotirwadza izvozvo. Ne mikana yaizi mikana yoitwa kuti the ordinary people vamwe vanhu manje vanenge vakutosarudzana pachavo opanana mikana iyoyo kana vakada kupanana mari dzavo dzokubatsana ndoko kwavari ndopazvinopi voruzhinji avadziwani
zvino zvingagadziriswe sei nhai mukoma wangu
hai ndaitarwadziwa tidi kunyepa paingodiwa kuti dei vakashida yavo handiti da munoona utsinyi hunongonetsa muno patiri isusu mukurarama kwedu munyika medu ka ndokuti hatidi isusu zvinonakira vamwe vanhu vese dei vanhu ava kuri kuti from the wedi kwezvose zvinotaura ngatizodai ngati hapana chinonaka apa kana politics dzemunotsinya kugadziriswa handiti ko vanhu vakangotorana vakaita kuti vanhu vaitisiurarame zvakanaka zvinoita sei
aiwa ndatenda mukoma wangu Vasitole manzwa Mike zviri kutaurwa navasitole rega tigotaura kuti vari kuti kudi tigovanyeya vaenda tokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
ngatikurudzirane nyaya yachoro pamunoita maprogram senyuka ngatikurudzirane kuti vanhu havasine mweya wekuvengo kana munhu akati opposition hatichafani kuvengana ngatitaura kuti tiri vake nyika handiti
ndizvozvo
mukomandozvingatiite chimbotiitira program iye vanhu tichifona tinyatsokuonesa vanhu ava kuti kana munhu akaita kuoposa ndokuti murambe mechitonga ka mugadzirise zvinhu manje ukati munhu weopposition zenienemy zvinotaura chii
aiwa taanzwa mukoma anzi shoko harivhikwi sezvibhakera rinosvika chete kwarakananga so tichataura Mike uwanzwa chirongwa chiri kudiwa namukoma
Sitole ngemzilu babo Sitole vanyatsotaura nyaya yavo zvechokwadi.
All right mukoma wangu mova nezuva rakanaka.
Tinaro hedu zuva riri nana asi harinyatsotiitira zvakanaka.
All right regai tibate vamwe vateereri. So
zvakanaka
Mike. Mr. Sitole, your favorite brother, he says he's got a daughter who graduated 6 years ago.
But still, don't know.
Nothing has happened. No job, no business opportunity, no nothing. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, so it's 6 years wasted of no life. So he says people are just lying. The government is not giving them opportunities. They are only meant for a few in the right circles. And then, so he cries that opportunities should be made available to everybody, not just a select few, like he feels. And he also adds that the politics of the country should be set right, and then everything else should come after.
Okay, with that in mind, let's go back to Vafundikwa. Vafundikwa, mchiripo parinare?
Yes, mchiripo parinare.
Aiwa. Vasitole pointed out something very, very important, which raised a big question in my mind, is how do you go about selecting the miners, Vechidiki, that you guys as an organization choose to work with? Is it people that are just coming from the top crop, Variba elites, or is it people that you feel, okay, abandwe Vechidiki, yibo abantu abasokholayo bane potential of generating something positive for the country?
Thank you. I think we pointed out that on the day when we made our press update or press brief, we work with both miners who are already on the ground and those who intend to venture into mining. So we are not selective, and I would want to point out that this organization is apolitical. It doesn't follow any political party or subscribe to a political party, but it's an organization that is founded on principles of coexistence. We would want to have young people from wherever they are to participate in the mining sector. So the opportunities are there for young Zimbabweans. We don't select it on the basis of politics. We don't select on the basis of education. We just say, if your desire is in the mining sector, we can show you the way how you'll be able to mine. So
both young people who have graduated with mining degrees. So that's why I was saying mining engineers are there, mining surveyors are there.
Mm-hmm.
Or young people who have not even completed grade 7 or primary education.
Mm-hmm.
They are there. They are working in the communities in terms of they are illegally mining. So we organize them into sector, into syndicates, and then be able to assist them. And I would want to point out that we are pursuing a partnership with Empower Bank. You may recall that there is a bank that is that has been commissioned for young people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And through that partnership, we should then be able to finance a project for the small scale miners, especially those who want compressors or jackhammers or the chemicals that may want that are used in the mining process.
Mm-hmm.
A small amount that can ensure that a young person can start mining a registered claim. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to work with Empowering again on that. But for bigger mining claims, we'll then pursue the investment route where we should be able to partner with other investors, like if they're coming from China, if they're coming mm-hmm. from America, we would want also your organization to refer even investors to us so that such partnerships can be used. We are also pursuing joint ventures where a young person probably has explored a mining claim mm-hmm. or has registered a mining claim or a syndicate has registered a mining claim. Then we have investors coming from South Africa probably to form a joint venture, and they can start mining. These big mining companies that you see have not just started on that note, but some have started small, mm-hmm. but we saw them growing
into something.
And we'd want to see that for young people. So we don't select on the basis of education or political affiliation. Every young person is free to join our organization and start the process of mining. And we'll take each other through. We are also learning, and when they come in, they also share ideas. So it's a platform to share ideas, platform to interact, platform to link with others. There's no monopoly of information or ideas.
Right. Once again, Mr. Fundiko, please hold on to the line one more time. Bafethu Nqandi, if you all now sandungena kuhlelo isikhathi Evans 8:53 Zimbabwe. 7 minutes left in the program. Bafethu, we have one more caller to take, and then sisifika emaphetheleni kohlelo. Mlaleli mthereri, caller, hello.
Hello.
Magadi enyimko.
Wathiripo magadi mkomo.
Ayi wathiripo zita ndiani?
Zita ndisikhumbuzo moyo.
Hawu baba moyo unjani?
Uyakhuluma ubaba moyo.
Hayi ngiyakhuluma kunjani?
Hayi siphili kanti usukhuluma nami ngesitshona wangakhulumi ukuthi hayi baba mina ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Mina ngiyakhuluma zonke language isitshona isiNdebele konke.
Uyabona ke ngiyabathanda abantu bakumthwakazi. Right baba moyo udabula usegudwini uluzwile wena uthini nga
indaba le ekulungisise zemali lezi ayikho indaba abangayilungisisa ukuthi uthi ungalungisisa imali ungalungisisanga khona lapho kuvela khona imali. Into okufuze bayenze ukuthi bathole i-source of ukuthi bavule ama-industry asebenze ukuze abantu babe nemali elizweni. I-problem yemali iyakusiphelile.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa as long ama-industry value abantu bengasebenzi, imali le abatshona beyilungiselele ukuthi balungiselele imali lokhu nalokhu yiza kula nto abangayenza.
Kodwa baba, kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze i-industry yangkhona ivuleke ke?
Ukuze i-industry ivuleke ukuthi balungise ama-policies awelizwe, bahlale phansi abantu kuwelelwane kwenziwe into ezi-straightforward ezingelabutsotsi phakathi.
kodwa uyamuzwa lapha ubaba uEfrem Fundikwe sithi umongameli yena is made ama policies lawo more flexible for abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi labo who are looking to get into mining ukuthi labo bathole imali encane bafake epoketini.
Ngizombuza ukuthi ngisiza kahle yena especially thina abantwana esingekhwelizweni okwamanje. Cela thina abenze like basikhiphela ama-stand okulento ezi-straightforward ezinamaphepha ezilento zonke sizakhona
ukubalawo
ma-stand ingauzoukansil othebe kuye ngena omunye ukansil oleyibingekho emthethweni ukusebenzisa ama-resources
baba moya ngicela uchede kancane ngoba i-network yakho keeps breaking now awusazwakali.
Okay.
Yebo.
Angazi usungizwa kahle manje.
Ray, hawu sizwakala kahle. Ngwa, perfect.
Inkinga esilayo yiyo leyo kokuthi abafowethu. Baba zikho straightforward since for 37 years abantu sokuze kuluza ipatience from ebantwini ngokuthi izinto zabo azila straightforward. Into yabo ayilahlelo lwabo olu straightforward. Manje bebesitshela ukuthi ibhondi le-US dollar imali elinganayo kodwa manje sokutshintshile sokuthiwa kazisalingani kanjani. So into yabo nto into zabo bathatha i-goalpost balifakele lapha abafuna ukufaka i-goalpost khona ukuthi athini selilapha ma wena uthi ufuna ukuthola igoli indawo. So these people are very angry and selfish embusweni abawenza for 37 years akula nto abasenzele yona. They are failing. Abavume kuphela ukuthi bayehluleka. They are failure.
Hayi baba Sikhumbuzo sikuzwile kahle baba. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo.
Okay, thank you mtaka baba.
Right, Evans umzwile ubaba Sikhumbuzo.
Angiyamuzwanga.
Uyakhala ukuthi ama policies, ma policies aya emthungamirwe nyika anza aiwa. They need to be a little more flexible so that they can accommodate Ranwejidiki. He feels as though these policies that have been set up make it very, very difficult, especially for some people to understand the policies in the first place. Because I spoke about Mthungamirwe nyika seems to have made the certain policies more flexible for Ranwejidiki so that they can get into mining. But guys, it's not clear and straightforward for them to say, okay, ukapfura pana A, uchenda kuna B. It's that easy for you to get to B.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. No, tazwanz kwa manji kutuwa tichi.
So, wafundi kwa pasara 2 minutes mchurongwa, pedzaichurongwa, I guess, finish your last words. Last minute wrap up. Mujitu zautikana wano. Now, to get more information on Zimbabwe Allied Youths in Mining, you keep referring them to you guys. Where are they supposed to go?
Right, mazita, nguwa enyu ndo ya kupera kai. Saka ndri kuti izo muchidimbu vana vechidiki ngavasachira kunze ngavauye tibatane tichere migodhi ndeyedu maresources aya aripo kuti tiite basa. Mukatya kuti mapolicies haana kukwana haasi kutendera vechidiki kuita inga tiri kutaura wani isu tirimo uyai takazvitanga isu tiri kuita saka moteverawo kaimomo vatiri kufamba namo tiri kuti mapolicies haangonaki zuva iroro but tikabatsirana tose tinosvika kwakanaka. The experience that you get when you start mining, and I think you agree with me, if you are entrepreneurs, you need to start something. So the moment you start to experience it. And when you experience it, you'll be able also to share with others what you are doing. So we are open. As young people would want to say again, we are open for business. As this nation is open for business, as young miners, we are also open for business.
All right, wafundi kwa nguva, 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 ndia pera mkoma. Thank you so much. Right, Evans, ubazwile abalaleli
bethu. Hi, nasimanga vakawanda, but we had a good show, man.
Good show, conversation, yeah, well done.
We'll do this again sometime very soon.
Thank you for everyone that joined. Uhlelo bafundikwa, thank you so much. Abalaleli, thank you so much. Olivalisa ngenjabulo. Let's meet same place, same time next week. Mumai Kobe. Have a good time.
Evans Zeninga, out.